This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. President Trump caused a storm of fury this week when he tweeted that four members of Congress could go back to where they came from if they don't like America. And then on Wednesday night, supporters of the president at a rally in North Carolina engaged in chants of "send her back" in reference to one congresswoman in particular. Responses have varied from Democrats and Republicans. Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio condemned the remarks. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones, a Republican, supported the comments. I spoke with both of them earlier, starting with Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator Sherrod Brown, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Look forward to it.
We've got a lot to talk about in a short period of time, but I want to start with the racist tweets that were sent out by President Trump earlier this week, causing lots of discussion across the globe, really. And just last night at a rally in North Carolina, thousands of people joined in a chant with President Trump, who was not chanting, but they were chanting at him, send them back, in regards to the four congresswomen that he attacked with these tweets. So I really don't know what to ask, except what do you think is happening right now?
It was a pretty stunning watching television and seeing the presidential seal on the President of the United States and him talking about those four elected members of Congress. Of course, all American citizens, three of them born here, the fourth one naturalized and is grateful for the opportunities they have in this country. And for him to encourage this crowd to yell, send them back, reminds me of something I don't want to be reminded of. And I hear from Republican members of Congress all the time how troubled they are about this. I wish they'd speak up. I wish they'd call the president out. They all apparently are afraid of their base. They're afraid that the Trump voters will turn on them if you're not going to stand up and you know, stand for something the American values that this country is founded on.
In a House in the vote this week, a resolution condemning Trump's remarks, only four members of the House who are Republicans joined the Democrats in voting to support that. What happens next, do you think? Where does the discourse go from here?
Well, I think the president has made it clear that his reelection campaign is based on immigration and stoking fears about immigration, on race. And on ginning up his base and expanding voter turnout on his side. And it's going to be a miserable 18 months for democracy because it's going to be nastier than we've ever seen when a president is willing. I mean, I go back to George W. Bush, who I wasn't a big fan of his. I thought he didn't tell the truth to the country about the Iraq War. I didn't like what he tried to do to privatize Medicare. But after September 11th, he went to a mosque because he understood it wasn't the Muslim faith that attacked our country. It was terrorists that attacked our country. And he tried to heal. And to have a president whose stock in trade is division and mocking his opponents and attacking his own staff if they do anything that he's not pleased about, instead of talking to them quietly like most of us do in an office or in any business in this country, it's troubling. And I don't know what changes this other than elections.
Well, speaking of immigration, on Sunday, you visited the U.S. border at Mexico. You met with some advocates there, working with the migrants who are coming from Central America. What did you see there?
And you know what? The best part of the trip was to watch the number of volunteers from South Texas and from around the country, actually, that were coming to the border to help ease people's transition. I mean, the hardest part of the trip, of course, was talking to families. One mother from Honduras, she is fleeing violence. Her son was killed. Her other son is a teenager. Her daughter is only six. And the fears, the threats of kidnap. All, I mean, when people like that who are fleeing sexual violence or drug violence or political violence come to the country, they should be interviewed. And once they establish real credible fear, the legal term on asylum, we should admit them and we should help them. And this isn't an open border. It's not even close to that. It's a well-protected border. It's border security, but it's taking care of people who are fleeing violence and fleeing the possibility of kidnapping or death. And to watch so many Americans that look like me and that are probably Latino Americans reach out and help these people and establish all these programs in these border communities is really something.
You're a co-sponsor of the Stop Cruelty to Migrant Children Act. What would that do?
Yeah, I'm working with Senator Udall to require that people in Customs Border Patrol security and custody, get timely health screenings. It's good for them. It's good for us. And it's just what we as a nation should be doing.
Tell us about Facebook and its cryptocurrency. We know it was heavily scrutinized this week in the Congress. What are your concerns over this proposal that they have?
Well, you start with trusting Facebook, who has not been trustworthy in terms of protecting data, protecting privacy, undermining journalism. The United Nations found that Facebook contributed, and this is almost not even believable that I say it, but the UN found that Facebook contributed to the genocide in Burma, in what we now call Myanmar, that Facebook has, look what it's done to political discourse among families and friends and neighbors and coworkers. So why would we trust them to start this, to privatize our international currency system out of a Swiss bank account? Facebook moved offshore. They moved their official headquarters offshore to Ireland to avoid taxes. Now they want to start this privatized currency regimen out of Switzerland, out of a Swiss bank account, essentially. And we should trust them. So I just think that, I saw members of Congress and Senate on both sides pushing back on this, saying, wait a minute, you can't go forward on this the way you want to do it.
And now everyone's social media feeds are filled with this face app thing that tends to age you and shows you what you may look like when you're older. And then we get reports that this is a Russian company who's mining data and plans to use these images however they wish with no compensation to the users. Do you think the American people have learned anything about the way foreign adversaries may be monitoring our online behavior?
I'm sure we've learned things. I think it's pretty amazing that, Facebook, first of all, you talk about foreign adversaries, and Russians to be sure are, and they want to do what they did in the 2016 election. That was another thing. Facebook has no real contrition for its role in the 2016 election. But don't mistake Facebook Facebook wants to say they're an American company when they testify to Congress. But they moved their headquarters to avoid taxes. They want to do this out of Swiss bank. And they have 2 billion users, and most of them obviously not in the United States, and that's fine. But don't play this American patriotic stuff that Facebook likes to play when it's to their benefit to do it. That's the only time they do it.
I know you've got to run, but Rose Lavelle, one of the stars of the women's soccer team that won the World Cup recently, is going to be in town here in Cincinnati this week. And you're sponsoring two bills to close the gender pay gap, equal pay for women in sports.
Yeah, it's so exciting when I was watching the women's soccer and I found out there was a Cincinnatian on the team. And yeah, you remember that before the last victory, people started chanting equal pay, equal pay, equal pay. And, the women's soccer team, frankly, is better than the men's soccer team. And why they don't get paid the same is a remnant of days that should be, should be the past, not the future. And our legislation would help with that. It will mean that women, over time, women begin to get equal pay. It's something a lot of us have worked for years. I remember when it was 59 cents maybe on the dollar that women made. And this bill would prohibit the use of federal funds for the World Cup in the future unless the U.S. Soccer Federation provides equitable pay. It's a pretty simple, straightforward thing. And I assume the President of the United States won't support it. We're going to work on him to try to.
Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat from Ohio, thanks so much for joining us.
Sherry, it was a good interview. Thank you.
Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones sent out a statement in support of President Trump's comments. He said, quote, "This is the greatest country in the world, and if you are not happy here, then buy your one-way ticket and go." Sheriff Jones stated that he is behind the president 100% on his comments that, quote, "If you're not happy here, you can leave." And Sheriff Jones from Butler County joins us now. Sheriff, thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your time. Why did you feel like you wanted to send out a statement publicly in support of the president?
Because he's the president of the United States. He is our leader in our country, whether you like him or not. I would send out responses to other presidents, no matter what party they are. As the sheriff, I'm sworn in constitutionally to support the Constitution. and stand up for the people that I represent. So I've done that more than once.
Well, the president's, particularly Trump, says a lot throughout any given day. He loves
sure
to tweet, and you don't always respond. I don't know how many. I know that you've responded to issues in the past, certainly, but this one got a lot of attention because of the racism behind the president's tweets. Do you not believe his tweets were racist?
No, I do not, and I don't believe that at all. You're allowed to make comments about people leaving the country. He never met. They use, when I say they, the far left uses the racist card so much, and it becomes diluted. Everybody and everything is a racist. Anybody that supports the president is a racist. And it's just used every other day, and don't believe it at all, period.
But when it's a comment that's directed at people of certain races and their nationalities or their ancestral homelands, you don't see how that's connected to possible, you know, possibly their identities?
No, do not. Not a bit. Not at all.
And last night at a rally in North Carolina, President Trump was in front of thousands of supporters, many of whom started to chant, "Send them back, send them back." What did you think about that?
Hey, that's their opinion. And if you don't like America, I've said it often, and lots of people have. I've even seen a reporter recently from CNN say, "Go back home," to somebody that was from another country, and he wasn't referred to as a racist. I guess they pick and choose, and the media makes this what it tries to do. And anybody that supports the president, anybody that votes for him, if you're a woman and you support the president, what the news media says is basically that the women do what their husbands tell them to do, which is not true. I've been married 45 years. I don't get to tell my wife anything. I'm too scared of her. But it's so far out of control. You can make comments about people. You don't have to check and see what color they are before you, or what church they go to, or what church they don't go to. If you can make comments about people, not everything is a racist.
I think one of the concerns that people have raised about these particular comments that the president made and that you support are that
yes.
He asked, or he suggested that these people should go back, but three of the four of them are natural-born Americans, and the other one is a naturalized citizen. So
yeah.
What do you make of that part of the argument?
Oh, I don't make anything of it. When I made my comment, I'm talking about anybody that's here. If you don't like America enough that it bothers you that much and you hate us and you try to do harm to us and you try to break our country down and our morals, yeah, you can leave.
Well, I want to talk about that.
Because he said that they could go ahead and leave us. It'd be a good thing if they left, and I don't have a problem with that.
Well, sure, but if somebody disagrees with policy or presents a policy for consideration that isn't current law, is that a hatred for the country, or are you allowed to disagree with the current policy without being accused of hating the country?
Oh, you can disagree. I disagree with lots of people, and but if you disagree and you hate this country that much, like in the previous election, where a lot of Hollywood people said that they would leave the country if he got elected, they voluntarily said they would leave the country. And that's okay. You can leave. The president didn't say you had to leave. He said, just leave if you don't like it.
Do you think the four members of Congress that the president was talking about hate the country?
I don't think they do the country any good whatsoever. When I see them on TV talking about the United States, no, I don't know that they love this country. But that's their decision. They can make that decision. Free country, isn't it?
Sheriff Richard Jones of Butler County, we appreciate you taking some time and talking with us today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at wvxu.org.